Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call regarding TAG Immobilien AG to enter the residential for rent market in Poland. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Now, I hand the floor over to your host, Mr. Martin Thiel.
Yeah, many thanks and good morning, everybody. This is Martin from TAG. Many thanks for dialing in for our conference call today. Today with a new topic, you surely have seen the acquisition that we announced last week, Friday, the acquisition of all shares in Vantage Development. But of course, it's not only an acquisition of another property company. It's of course, as more important, our entry in the Polish residential for rent market. I think you have seen that we've published a presentation on our website. Let's go through it, and afterwards, of course, as always, we have enough time to answer your questions. Let's start on page 2, where we show the executive summary of the transaction, and we'll focus on this slide, perhaps just on the transaction scope and the key transaction terms, and after that, on the next slides, we can discuss the strategic rationale and why we entered the Polish residential market and why now. So talking about the transaction scope, what have we exactly bought, what kind of company, what kind of product? We acquired or we signed a contract to acquire all shares in Vantage Development SA. Vantage Development SA is a Wroclaw-based developer. Within the residential business, within this development business now since exactly 2007, it employs approximately 100 employees, developed and handed over approximately 4,000 units so far. To give you some main data, some main figures from the last full financial year so that you get a rough understanding of the size of the company, turnover, the sales revenues last year in 2018, so in the last full financial year, was 112 million euros. The EBIT amounted to approximately 28 million euros, and the net income was 18 million euros. So to make it short, well-established, very well in the market, known mid-sized developer with very good financial numbers. The company itself is still listed on the Warsaw Stock Exchange, but there's basically no trading in the shares as all the shares are held by just three companies. So that means technically we have to run a tender offer process for the shares in Vantage Development, but we already have at a 100% tender commitment secured from the selling shareholders. So this tender offer that will be announced in Poland starting on Thursday is more or less something technically we already have the commitment of 100% of the selling shareholders to tender their shares. Talking about the purchase prices, the key transaction terms, the full total consideration for the tender offer is approximately 131 million euros. But this 131 million euros contain, in the amount of 46 million euros, the purchase price for the commercial real estate business of Vantage. And this commercial real estate business is not taken over by TAG. This will be sold back-to-back to the selling shareholders. So that means out of the 131 million, 46 million will directly be repaid to the company, to Vantage Development, and that means also to us. So therefore, the net consideration, the total purchase price for the residential business that we acquired in Vantage Development amounts to 85 million euros. And it's not just the residential business, it's and that's important for us, the whole platform that we acquired. That means all the employees stay in the company. What is sold via the commercial business is just the assets. We also acquired the cash that is in the company, and we expect that the cash amount in the company will be more than 30 million euros by year end. So just to give you an idea, the really net consideration after the cash that we acquired is perhaps a little bit more than 50 million euros. Therefore, we think the whole terms of the transactions are very attractive for us. So these are some introductory words on the transaction scope and the key transaction terms. Let's turn to the next page, where we show the portfolio map of the regions that you already know, our regions in northern and eastern Germany, and then the new region, Poland. And looking at the portfolio map, it's quite clear that we're doing here perhaps something natural. So yes, we are entering a new market. Yes, we go outside Germany, but we're going really direct into a neighborhood country. We add a new region to our existing portfolio. And it's also important to point out already here, the decision or the transaction that we're doing here is definitely nothing where we say, well, in Germany there are less opportunities to acquire, or in Germany we have some concerns about our future business. That's definitely not the case, but we simply see that the Polish residential for rent market is something that allows us to grow in very attractive terms in the future, and therefore we add a new region to the existing portfolio. And looking at the distances, if we compare some cities in Poland, like, for example, Wrocław, in German, Breslau, where the main focus of Vantage Development is today, that's even closer to Berlin, or of course even closer to Dresden than other regions that we currently have in Salzgitter or in the Rhine-Ruhr area. Turning to page number 4, what's the strategic rationale behind it? As I said, it's an evolution of TAG's acquisition strategy. That means we expand into a directly neighboring region. What is special about the market that we enter and special about the product that we will offer in the future in Poland is that we're talking about new developed products. That means newly developed apartments. So compared to what we are buying in Germany, this is now really something different, as we are buying and with the help of Vantage developing newly constructed apartments. And why is that the case? If you look at the Polish residential market, first of all, it's very fragmented, and also you have a quite substantial number of older apartments, apartments that are now 30, 40, perhaps 50 years old, not anymore in good shape. So therefore, what is coming new to the market, the new constructed apartments, is very attractive, also very attractive to future tenants. And perhaps the only way that makes sense in our, from our point of view, to build up a new residential for rent portfolio is to build this up via newly constructed apartments. And the nucleus for this, the starting point, is Vantage Development. We secured a pipeline of 5,300 units that Vantage Development is currently working on, out of which we think that more than 3,000 or up to 3,400 units are already available for the residential for rent business. So a midterm growth target for the next 3 to 5 years is to have 8,000 to 10,000 units in Poland available for the residential for rent market. And the first step is already done with Vantage Development. As I said, out of the 5,300 units, our estimates are that up to 3,400 units are really available for the residential for rent business. Vantage Development is offering definitely a high quality product. So if you look at the apartments, if you look at the buildings, that's of course nothing luxury, but we would consider, or we would estimate, that it's more the mid to upper end of the market. For us, the interesting thing about this step to Poland is that, of course, we are then quite quickly one of the largest landlords in Poland. So clearly, we're having a kind of early mover advantage going into the Polish residential for rent market, which is at the moment very fragmented. So there is, of course, already residential for rent business. But for example, looking at the business that Vantage is currently doing, they are currently just selling the apartments, but also they have already a share of approximately 30% of their disposals that go to private individuals that are renting out the apartments afterwards. But these are just private persons owning perhaps 5 or 10 apartments and renting them out quite successfully. But of course, that's then not comparable with a large landlord with business like we're doing in Germany, with economies of scale we want to create by doing this much more professionally. Important for us, of course, is that we see an attractive risk-return profile. So we're expecting strong cash returns from our investments in Poland. The yield on cost, so that means the rent that we expect compared to the investments we do, for example, via the investments in vintage development, are between 7 and 8%. And if we compare the 7 or 8% gross yield with gross yields for newly constructed apartments in Germany, that's clear that this is, of course, much more attractive. Coming to page number 5, of course, the question is, why are we going to Poland and why are we doing this right now? First of all, as I said, definitely nothing against the German market, but we simply see in Poland not only very good macroeconomic developments, like a very low unemployment rate of 3.5%, like a very strong GDP growth rate of currently 4.2%. We especially see a mismatch between supply and demand in the Polish residential market. There's a supply shortfall in all the larger cities in Poland. As I said, many of the buildings constructed after the Second World War now reach a certain age. Therefore, the demand for higher quality product is definitely there. And secondly, within the society of Poland, there's a certain change. Currently, Poland has a home ownership rate of approximately 85%, just as 15% of the people are renting their apartments. But there's a clear trend, especially concerning younger people, that they're renting apartments simply to get or to be to have more flexibility, because also in Poland it is the case, like in many other countries in the world, that perhaps after 2 or 3 years people move to other cities, move to other countries to work, and therefore buying an apartment also in Poland is not anymore the thing everyone does. This residential for rent market segment is clearly upcoming. And looking at the customers of vintage development already today, we're talking here about people, young people who finished their education, who started to work in the age between 25 and 35 on average. In many cases, young couples, perhaps with one child, that are simply searching for an attractive apartment in a larger city. And that's also something which is different concerning our strategy in Poland compared to our strategy in Germany. Where in Germany we are going more to the so-called B or C locations, so that means not the big cities, but cities like, for example, Chemnitz and Halle and so on. In Poland, we will concentrate on the larger cities, for example, like Wrocław, but also other cities are attractive for us, cities like Poznan, and perhaps mid to long term, also cities like Lodz, Krakow, or the Tri-City in the northern part of Poland. Another advantage in Poland, and that's, of course, an intensive discussion in Germany today, is the regulatory environment. Basically, in Poland, there's no special tenant or rent law. So everything that landlords are doing in Poland is just governed by the normal civil law. And therefore, in Poland, as a landlord, you've got a lot of freedom how to create the rents, how to design the contract of or your tenants' contracts. I already said the risk-return dynamics are very attractive. Gross rental income yields between 7 and 8% we expect. And not only an attractive gross yield, also the EBITDA margin that we expect is higher than in Germany. Why is that? The operating costs in Poland, the salaries, the costs of the SG&A are of course much lower than in Germany. And of course, and that's not included in the EBITDA margin, the CapEx needs in the future are very, very small, as we're talking here about a product for new constructed apartments. So every time we're talking about, for example, potential FFO effects, this nearly equals completely expected AFFO effects, as you don't expect to have large CapEx needs in the future. On page number 6, you see again an overview of the transaction scope. as I already mentioned, Vantage has a current secured pipeline of approximately 5,300 units, out of which approximately 1,900 units are earmarked for sales. Why is that? Why is there a number of 1,900 units already earmarked for disposals? First of all, a larger part of this 1,900 units, approximately 60 to 70%, are already sold. And the remaining part, it doesn't make sense from our view to take this to the residential for rent business, because then that's the typical scenario where you have an apartment building, you already sold apartments, and then it doesn't make sense, as it is the case in Germany, to rent out just some apartments in a full apartment block, and you end up with a kind of Swiss cheese for the renting business. So therefore, what we are trying to bring to the residential for rent market are, of course, more completed full apartment blocks. So therefore, we have this 1,900 units that are earmarked for individual sales, and then the remaining up to 3,400 units are potentially available for the renting business. On page number 7, you see some more figures on our platform and our plans in Poland. Looking to the top right, you see the key figures for the long-term renting business. And these figures, these results, will kick in from the year 2021 onwards. So our investment in Poland is definitely something for the mid to long term. In 2021, it is the case because what we will rent out in 2021 will be constructed right now. So then we have the usual construction time of 1.5 years. So we will have the first effects on our FFO1 from the letting business from 2021 onwards. As I said, the midterm target in Poland is to have between 8 and 10,000 apartments. Already secured by the acquisition of Vantage are approximately 3,400. If you apply the estimated gross yield on cost and the estimated EBITDA margin, then we're talking about then really for the mid to long term perspective, looking at the 8,000 to 3,000 units, about net rents in Poland between 60 and 75 million per annum, and already secured, already available via the Vantage business, is in approximately 25 million euros of rents. But the short-term outlook for Vantage is also very attractive. So referring to this 1,900 unit that I mentioned for the selling business, Vantage has achieved in the past EBIT margins of approximately 20% and net income margins, so really after all taxes, after financing, of approximately 15%. So from these disposals of 1,900 units, we expect estimated net cash flows of 30 million, out of which in the financial years 2020 to 2021 will be approximately 20 million, 10 million already included in the financial year 2019 numbers. So in the first 2 years, what we think is a quite attractive cash flow from net disposals, and afterwards, when we build up the platform step by step, attractive cash flows on the renting business with gross yields on cost between 7 and 8%. On page 8, you see highlighted a summary on the impact for our shareholders. As I said, and that was always important for us when we thought about entering the Polish residential market, we really have here a strong cash flow profile. Yes, of course, you can discuss whether the risk profile is different in Poland, and of course, compared to the German residential market, nearly everything else in the world has a higher risk profile. But we think looking at the gross yields that we achieve with the acquisitions in Poland with newly constructed apartments in the large cities in Poland, this is definitely something that gives us a very strong cash flow and an attractive risk return reward. The transaction will for sure be FFO accretive in the first years, as I said, accretive to the FFO2, that means the disposal business, and then from 2021 onwards, of course, we will have a significant and attractive impact on our FFO1. Also, an advantage for us is that currently Vantage Development has, as it is very natural in Poland, of course, higher financing costs than we have. For example, Vantage Development has issued in the past also bonds to finance their activities. Currently, the total volume outstanding regarding the bonds is approximately 40 million euros, and the average interest rate of these bonds is around 6%. So that makes it clear that every refinancing we do here in Poland will create financial cost synergies. So therefore, we're doing here business in Poland at attractive gross yields with financing costs that are then perhaps very similar to what we're doing here in our German business. The transaction will definitely not change our LTV targets, our LTV assumptions. So the current LTV target of a maximum of 50% will stay in place. We're paying the total transaction amount from our cash position, but looking at the numbers, this will of course not change our financial metrics in a negative way, and the LTV also after the acquisition will stay well below the current target of 50%. Then coming to page number 9, some last words on the timetable and the timeline for the tender offer. I already mentioned that we have to run this tender offer more technically, although we already have the commitments of 100% of the shares outstanding. The tender offer will be announced formally on the 14th of November, so that's this week on Thursday. Then we're running the usual process that includes also an anti-monopoly clearance filing. We clearly expect that this will cause not any problems. And then the subscription period and the tender offer period will end of January or beginning of February next year. So that means the closing of the transaction, payment and settlement will be perhaps early in the first quarter of 2020. After that, the clear plan is to delist the currently still at the Warsaw Stock Exchange listed shares so that we have a non-listed company afterwards. That's it from my side as a short overview of our transaction regarding the acquisition of Vantage Development, about what we are planning in Poland mid to long term. And of course, now I'm happy to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and the star key on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, please press 9 and star again. Please press 9 and the star key to state your question. And first up is André Krempke from Baader Bank. The floor is yours.
Yeah, good morning, Martin. Thanks for the presentation. A couple of questions, please. First on, you mentioned the motivation to step into the Polish market. Maybe some indications on the process itself. When did you start to consider regional expansion abroad, and or was it simply that you have been getting aware of the opportunity and Vantage to step into this market?
Thanks for the question, André. This was not the way that we simply had the opportunity to acquire Vantage and then thought about the possibility to enter the market. It was the other way around. I mean, basically, I would say 1 year ago, we start to think about entering foreign markets, and quite quickly we figured out, well, the perhaps only country that makes short-term for us sense is Poland. And then we started to look at the market, and we quite quickly found out, well, what's the difficult thing about the market? The numbers are attractive. Poland, the whole economical development is very attractive. But what is a good and what is a step that makes sense to enter the market? Because if you look what is on the market traded as portfolios, and as I said, we're always talking about new developments, you can buy perhaps portfolios of 200 units, 300 units. So therefore, our doubts were, can we really enter the market with a size where we really have a secured pipeline, where we really can get at least midterm into a size that makes sense to invest. And this size is basically to add another region. It means another 8,000 to 10,000 units. So and then Vantage came to the market via a structured process some months ago. And then, of course, we worked intensively on that and said, well, there's secured pipeline of Vantage of more than 5,000 units that could be the nucleus for us. And then on top, and that's something that you should expect to follow, we can then add 200, 300 unit portfolio step by step to create the targeted size of 8,000 to 10,000 units.
So your midterm target of 8 to 10,000, you mentioned this in the presentation via development. So will this be not directly via Vantage developments? So you also consider further the acquisition of other projects or completed properties from other developers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the case. Of course, both ways will be continued. So we will develop also other projects via Vantage. So it should not only stay at this 5,300 units. Of course, the plans are to acquire further land banks via this company and then to build them via Vantage for our own pipeline. Plus, yes, we're also looking at other project developments to acquire them directly from other developers.
And in general, the potential via Vantage developments, what is the track record for the 4,000 units in terms of timeline? So how many years did they need to build this up?
Perhaps to give you some current numbers, what they announced, what they expect to sell this year, 2019, is approximately 900 units. In the financial year 2018, I think they've sold 700 to 800 units. Given the, let's say it's not limited financial power, but given, let's say, what was doable for them, then, of course, with the financial funds that we have, even more is possible. But for us, it's very clear. We need to follow here a targeted approach. So to add on top another, let's say, 1,000 units year by year via Vantage, that should be absolutely possible.
Okay, thank you. Then another question, you mentioned a gross yield of 7 to 8% at least on the rent portfolio. I assume that this is the development yield on cost. So how does this compare to yields for existing properties in Poland in comparable regions? And what do you expect from let's say appraiser's point of view, how to value such newly built properties after completion?
Yeah, but to give a concrete number and to talk in round numbers, we're currently talking in the Vantage case about a rent multiple of 13 times rent. So the expected rent of, as we said, 25 million euros in the future is then based on total construction costs, total investment costs, including the land of approximately 313 million euros. So if we divide that, that's 13 times rent and a little bit more than 7.5% gross yield. And yes, of course, if we acquire directly from another developer, the rent multiple or the in-place multiple is nothing at 13%, but perhaps a little bit more than, it's 13 times rent, then it's perhaps 14 times rent or 14.5%, 14.5 times the rent. So these are approximately the differences.
For new construction.
For new constructions. We're always talking about new constructions and always talking about cities like, for example, Wroclaw or like Poznan or like Krakow, so really the large cities in Poland.
Yeah, okay. Then coming back to the offer price of, let's say, 85 million, how is this being calculated? What is the basis for this calculation? And what, because the missing point is, what is the amount of CapEx you do have to pay to develop the at least 3,400 units?
Translating this into our quite simple numbers that we use for German portfolios, basically the key numbers are like what I just said, so 13 times rent, that includes then all CapEx. So a 7.7% gross yield on total investment costs. If you look at it from the other way around, so how are, for example, prices for developers? We're talking here about an EBITDAR and in relation to the purchase price of, if you really deduct the cash that is in the company, or perhaps five times the EBITDAR. So that perhaps give you an idea where we're, what the pricing of the this transaction is.
Mm. But this also excludes the amount you gave for the commercial properties, because you gave us some figures for last year of an EBITDA of, let's say, 21 million, but this includes also the commercial segment.
That's right, but the impact from the commercial portfolio is quite moderate. The commercial portfolio of Vantage that is now sold to the current shareholders consists of land banks, so without any yet developed projects, and three office parks, smaller office buildings, which are currently rented. So as it does not disclose, I can't give you exactly the figures for the residential segment only, but when I'm talking about total turnover of 112 million, let's say 95% of that applies to residential business, and therefore out of the 18 million net income, also the very largest part of that applies to the residential business.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Then the very last question, you mentioned to expect FFO2 contribution of 30 million from the disposal of the assets. You mentioned 2019 to 2021. For 2019, will this belong to your accounts, as the closing will only happen in 2020? So.
Yeah, no, you're right. The cash flow already belongs to us, but as the first-time consolidation will be just in the first quarter of 2020, in the figures, the FFO2 figures for 2019, we will have no impact. So out of this 30 million total cash inflow, approximately 10 million we expect already in 2019. That means, yes, the cash is ours, but no contribution technically to the FFO2 because we're not consolidating in 2019 Vantage. And then the remaining approximately 20 million will be then in the years 2020 and also a little bit in the year 2021, then also affecting positively our FFO2. What we've not looked at so far are any exact outcomes and consequences from the IFRS purchase price calculation. So therefore, this 30 million is a simple cash flow approach.
Okay. So that's from my side. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And now we're coming to the next questioner. It is Sander Bank from Barclays. Over to you.
Hi, good morning. Various questions for me as well, please. Just first on the acquisition price, can you give a bit more detail on what it exactly is you acquire, and what is actually what is at the moment in the business? What are your annual operating costs within the business? Is it mainly land that you're acquiring, or options to land, or is it mainly planning consents? Just a bit more comments on that, please. That's the first one.
Yeah. I mean, thanks, Sander. And to make it simple, we are acquiring the whole company, and what is sold to the existing shareholders are basically these plots of land and these three office buildings, plus the respective bank loans. So what is sold are purely assets or purely SPVs, and we keep everything else. So that means we are acquiring really the whole platform, everything what is really, let's say, the value of Vantage. As I said, the company employs approximately 100 employees, and the business model is currently, of course, to acquire land banks and to develop, at the moment, residential apartments for sale, and in the future, that's our plan, to develop residential apartments to rent it out.
Okay, and these 100, what are broadly the run rate in terms of the costs of this business?
Yeah, well, As I said, the last figures from the financial year 2018 to turnover was approximately 112 million euro, and the EBIT was 21 million euro. And about future platform costs that we have in mind to run the current pipeline, so the approximately 3,000 to 4,000 units, we're penciling in approximately platform costs for, let's say, 1.5 to 2 million euros a year. So that should be quite moderate, at least definitely less than in Germany. And we're talking about an NOI, so that means rents after directly attributable operating costs for NOI margin of more than 78%. So also higher margins than we have in Germany, clear because the maintenance requirements for the new constructed buildings are lower than in our portfolio in Germany.
Okay, and that's very helpful. And in terms of the land that you are acquiring, is that already all the land for the 3,400 units or the 5,000 units that you intend on developing, or is it only for a certain portion of that?
No, it's all secured. So it's not a, let's say, mid to long-term pipeline. When we talk about the 5,300 units in total, out of which we think up to 3,400 units are available for the letting business, that's all secured. That means really, really acquired. For not every part of the pipeline, the building permission is already there, but that's a very natural process. So we have no projects in the pipeline where perhaps there are complex transactions required, like changing zoning plans from commercial use to residential use. So that's really a secure pipeline.
So basically, of the 5,300 units, you own the land and you have pretty much planning permission for most of the development units, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Then just a bit more on the market, because quite frankly, I'm not that familiar with the market at all. And just kind of looking at the various metrics that you've provided, it really looks to be a premium product if you look at affordability, mainly on page 14 that you're offering. Also on page 15, it looks actually that market rents in Rocklaw actually peaked in the early 2017 and have since been a bit on the decline. Just trying to get a bit more feeling on how you're positioning this product and what you're offering here, and what the additional risks are, because obviously it is not as risk-free as Germany. But just to get a bit more understanding on how you think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're perhaps absolutely right. If you look at prices, I mean, we're talking here about per square meter prices in the letting business, which is currently on the market, so not a mid- to long-term assumption, but really it was currently paid for this kind of product. For example, in Wroclaw, the per square meter prices are in zlotys between 45 and 50 zlotys per square meter. So that's, let's say, between 10 and 12 euros per square meter. So that seems to be quite a lot. But the typical household looks like this. We're talking here about more smaller apartments. So, for example, a 40 to 45 square meter apartment is absolutely the typical product. We're talking about a household size of at least two people, so a young couple, perhaps with an additional child is living in this apartment. And that's the way in Poland people are financing this product. So two people are living there, perhaps both of them working, but on a definitely lower square meter area compared, for example, to Germany. And then on this basis for them, it's absolutely affordable. And we're talking here about people who are then not in, let's say, the lower income segment, but more in the mid to upper end of the income segment.
Okay, so basically the stats on page 14 are more for the average, but that does not necessarily apply to the type of people that you're targeting with your product.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's correct. So that's, of course, only average numbers for Wroclaw, and that includes really everything. And as I said, perhaps in Poland you have to look at two different parts of the residential market. The first part is really the older products who are now coming into a certain age, need to be replaced. And then on the other side, the clearly more mid to higher quality products like we are offering via Vantage.
Okay. And in terms of the market rental in Wrocław, which looks like it has been down since the peak in 2017, and also looking at the level of development that at the moment seems to be going on, it seems like development activity is quite strong at the moment more generally. How are you thinking about market rental growth going forward?
Well, in our model, we really have cautious assumptions, and that means we're talking about rental growth that then really fulfills our requirements between perhaps 1 and 2%. So that should not be really an aggressive assumption. But what we clearly see in this market, or this product that we're offering, is a very strong demand. For example, I think I mentioned that already currently 30% of the disposal of Vantage is basically for the residential business, as it goes then to people who are renting that out afterwards. And the time it takes to rent out an apartment after someone acquired that, we're talking here not about weeks, we're basically talking about some days and already, or a very short time, and then afterwards the apartment's already rented. And looking at the purchase price assumptions, the selling price assumption for Vantage, currently compared to some months back when we started to take a first look at the company, the realized prices are better than expected some months ago. So therefore, this gives us, let's say, a very good feeling and makes us very optimistic for the current stage of the market for our product.
Okay, and that also means, because I know you mentioned it earlier during the call, but you're targeting a yield on cost of around 7-8%. If you look at the yield proxies that you're highlighting on page 14, they're all pretty much well above that. But you're saying, again, that is then probably not reflective of the type of product you are offering?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, understood. One more on that. How does the rent structure work? Is it basically, do you agree a rent on a yearly basis and does it then get reset to market? Or how should we be thinking about that?
Yeah, I mean, the contract can, of course, from both sides be terminated, as it is in normal international context, in most cases after 1 year. So, and then you definitely renegotiate the tenant from time to time about the rent. So there's no really rental law in Poland. So that's all part of the general civil law.
Okay, and also no indexation.
Of course, you're free to do this, but there's no general law that rents are kept indexed or something like that.
Okay, so it's very much on an individual basis. In principle, it's a one-year contract, could be subject to inflation, but could also be readjusted to market upwards or downwards after a year, effectively.
That's correct.
Okay, and then very last one, sorry for the various numbers of questions, but the very last one. How are you intending to fund this the pipeline? Are you looking to do that through basically selling out of Germany and going into Poland? Or are you looking to use other sources of funding as well?
What we won't do is that we sell apartments or portfolios in Germany to fund our business in Poland. As I said, the business in Poland is really something additional. So, and therefore, we're talking about a portfolio of 8,000 to 10,000 units that we want to build up. And then we are here, let's say, the very normal assumptions that we need to have for that. So what is not needed is in the short term any equity increase to finance that. So we can do this from existing cash. We can also issue bonds or promissory notes to finance that. But of course, as investments become larger, which will not be the case or not be necessary in the next weeks or months, we also think about using equity for building up that pipeline, but that's then something which is very comparable to our financing strategy, financing needs in Germany. So this acquisition is definitely nothing that should change our balance sheet metrics, which developed so positively in the last years.
Okay, understood. That's great insight. Thanks very much, guys.
The next questioner is Peter Papadakos from Green Street Advisors.
Good morning. Just one question really on alignment with the Vantage team. So are you doing anything to try to retain key people? Obviously, you're going to rely on the local team for, as you understand the market in more detail. So what are you doing to retain some of the key people?
Thank you, Peter. Of course, it was an important question for us because there could be, a risk. We buy in a company, all the people leave, and then what we wanted to do when we entered the Polish residential market, that we not only buying assets, but also the platform, the know-how is gone in the next day. So the top management, that means the two management board members and also the first layer below them, is already incentivized to stay in the company. And perhaps that's a more formal point and, of course, a financial point, but perhaps for us, even more important that we really get the impression in the discussions in the last weeks and months that they first of all are convinced themselves about our plans in Poland, and secondly that for them of course it is also an attractive perspective, an attractive chance to be part of perhaps one of the largest landlord in Poland. And then what was a certain limit in the past, that means the availability of capital, the availability of equity, now is there. So that means their sourcing activities can really be then translated into concrete projects. And that seems for us is perhaps even a higher motivation than financial incentives that are already in place.
Great, understood. And sort of related to that, in terms of the business strategy of Vantage going forward, will you continue to pursue development to sell as part of that business, or will it over time really all be, you know, TAG is the acquirer of developed units?
You're right. It will, from our point of view, never be a 100% approach. And this also depends then on markets and depends also on the projects. So simple example, if we acquire a new land bank by a Vantage and say, well, that's available for, let's say, 1,000 apartments, perhaps then there are parts in this development project of, 100, 150, 200 apartments where one would say, well, that's then something where the demand from the selling pipeline or from a seller perspective is much higher because these are then the larger apartments, the more high-priced apartments where we have demand and where we have the better choice to sell it. But of course, the idea is to have the very largest part in the reletting business. But it will, that's the realistic assumption, never be a 100% very strict approach. Something that is perhaps very natural, and therefore we are always speaking of up to 3,400 units available for the letting business. So yes, the clear plan is to have that, the largest majority in the letting business, but let's see how this develops in the future. Clearly the business model is to have the very largest part of business in the letting business in Poland.
Well, understood. And final question, just theoretically, if you buy in a year's time, 2,500 apartments in Krakow. What happens day one in terms of who does the letting, the management on day one?
The idea is to build up this letting platform now within Vantage, within the team. And the good thing is, I mean, we're talking about now a time of perhaps 1.5 years, perhaps a little bit less, until we really see the first tenants moving in. So remember, from 2021 onwards, we'll have really cash flows from the letting business. So, and that allows us now in the next month to build up the processes for the letting business. And that's something where we say, well, that's where we are hopefully very experienced. We know how to do it. So therefore, this combination from the TAG know-how, how to structure the letting business, from the local market know-how, from the sourcing power of Vantage, this is a good combination. And in other locations in Krakow, of course, then the central management would be from within Vantage, that means bets from Watzlaw. But then I'm sure we will follow quite quickly our approach that we are using also in Germany, that yes, of course, also in Krakow, we need people managing the portfolios right on the ground, right where we own the properties.
Yeah, okay, great, thank you.
And the next question comes from Thomas Neuhold from Kepler Cheuvreux.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. I actually have two. First is a follow-up on the 8,000 to 10,000 unit long-term target. Does this or will this eventually also involve a regional expansion within Poland, or you want to stay focused on the Wrocław region?
No, good morning, Thomas. This also includes other cities. So that's not purely Wrocław. This also includes, for example, cities like Poznan or like Krakow.
Perfect. And then I was wondering if you can give us an overview about the similarities or differences in the regulatory environment between Poland and Germany, especially in terms of approval process, building requirements and regulations which govern the construction process and the rights of the acquirer of buildings, and also what the typical throughput time in Poland is versus Germany between the acquisition of land plots and then when you can really hand over the apartments to tenants or buyers.
Yeah, that's really a big difference and in a positively manner. So if you really concentrate on a project, if you really acquire a plot of land or secure a plot of land, until the time until you get the building permissions, we're talking here about months and not years, like in Germany. And then also the construction process is then done, as what we have observed, quite quickly. So we're talking about whole cycles of perhaps 2 years, 3 years, compared to perhaps double the time it takes in Germany. So this whole process, yes, of course, is regulated and it's a formal process, but what we have seen, not only Vantage developers, but generally in the market, the whole processes are much quicker, much more natural, perhaps much more in a normal time frame as it is in Germany, whereas in Germany we're really talking about extreme long periods of time to develop products and extreme long time until you got certainty whether the building permission is granted and so on. That's different in Poland. So therefore, a large part or a substantial part of the development risk that we have in Germany is in Poland, from our point of view, different and much lower.
Okay, and in terms of minimum quality criteria you have to have if you construct a residential building, are there also differences between Germany and Poland?
No, we wouldn't say this. Of course, we have done within this transaction or within the whole process an intensive due diligence, also a technical due diligence. So we really had also external advisors who went into the buildings, who made a deep due diligence on the construction quality, on the whole building process, and the quality is absolutely comparable to what we have in Germany. And as I said, we're talking here in the Vantage case of a product more between the medium and the upper end of the market.
Thank you very much.
Now we're coming to the next questioner. It is Georg Kanders from Bankhaus Lampe.
Yeah, good morning from Düsseldorf. So I understood that this 3,000, up to 3,400 units you have acquired, this will be completed until 2025. Is this correct, or is this 8,000 to 10,000 the target for 2025?
No, that's correct.
That's correct. So the 8,000 to 10,000 is even a little bit longer term target, or is this?
As the idea is to acquire also from other developers, or now to, first of all, perhaps speed up the process at Vantage Development, because now the financial power is there to build it, plus to additionally acquire projects via Vantage. We're talking about a midterm target to 8,000 to 10,000 units within the next 3 to 5 years. And that means in 5 years from now on, we're talking in about 2025, perhaps the 8,000 units should already be in the process of producing cash flows for us via the letting business.
And then from the larger cities of Poland, as on the map, Szczecin is quite close to Germany. Is there are there other economic environment there that it's not your preferred target, or because it's very close to already existing properties?
Yeah. And yes, of course, Stettin is very clearly also a market we are looking at.
Okay.
And the reason is you're absolutely right. It's very natural because it's very close to the German borders. Stettin is not part of what Poland calls the so-called Big Six cities, but mm-hmm. it's definitely one of the larger cities. But let's say below the size of Stettin, we're not so much looking at these cities. Contrary to Germany, we're really here concentrating in Poland about on the larger cities, like, for example, Wroclaw or Poznan.
Mm-hmm. And you made more or less two circles, so Warsaw would then be in the and Krakow would then be in the larger distance, so a little bit something for a little bit later, and more Poznan or Lodz as a premier target.
Yeah,
just by accident on the circles.
Yeah, we internally discussed also about the circuits. So, but to make it concrete, we very much looked at markets at Wroclaw, Poznan, and Stettin right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something where we really feel comfortable, but of course a very close and logical next step would then be to expand in cities like, for example, Krakow or like Lodz, or perhaps even like Warsaw. But Warsaw needs to be really, handled with care, of course, good dynamics. But in Warsaw, also price levels are then in a region where perhaps sometimes we then see gross yields that are then not attractive for us.
Okay, thank you very much.
And next up is Thomas Rothäusler from Jefferies.
Hi, morning. Just one question to get a rough idea about the residential developers market in Poland and get an idea about the competitive position of Vantage there. I guess it's a fragmented market and also are there other listed players in the space?
Yes, there are other listed players in the space. So you have names like, for example, Eco Development, who, by the way, was just recently sold to a Hungarian fund and developer, companies like Dome, for example. So yes, there are also larger players, but what we especially found interesting at Vantage is, first of all, this focus on a very attractive region and a very attractive city, of Wroclaw. Then secondly, let's say, team that really fits to us, people that are, have a kind of hands-on approach, that are experienced, where we simply had the feeling this is something, a team that we can integrate quite quickly, and from the size is a good first step for us, because it would not have made sense for us to acquire a huge developer in Poland who have often then a really, wide business model, so not only residential, but also constructing shopping centers, constructing offices, and so on. That's what was not what we were looking at.
Maybe a last one on on recent developments of land costs and also CPI development. I mean, house price inflation, I think you gave some figures, but just to get a rough idea of what the numbers are there, maybe as per square meter, or just to get a rough idea.
For example, the current disposal prices at Vantage Development on average, of course it differs a little bit from project to project, are at, without the so-called fit-out cost, at 1,800 euros per square meter. Including the fit-out. Fit-out means, in this regard, in Poland, it's very natural to acquire as a private person the apartment without the bathroom, without the doors, really much more basic. So to, if you include the fit-out cost, so the selling prices, you are perhaps at 2,000, 2,100 euros per square meter. And what we had in the last years is, of course, an attractive growth in square meter prices, but we don't think that the current level is already at a level where perhaps this is, let's say, the end of development. So yes, for example, in 2018, the difference in per square meter prices in Wroclaw was more than 10%, I think 13% was the exact figure, above the previous year. But again, we're talking here about small-sized apartments, and therefore, for the people that buy this apartment, or even more, for the people that rent the apartments, prices are still affordable.
And do you have a rough idea about land costs, what you currently pay, and CPI dynamics, or you know, cost dynamics in the business?
Yes, the wages had also increased strongly. So I think we had last year in Wroclaw was around 5 or 6% on average, or even whole Poland wage growth. In the larger cities. But we're talking here really from a different basis in absolute terms. So that means that also for our platform costs, even if we have a strong growth in wages, the absolute costs are for a long time for us definitely attractive. And on the other side, a strong growth in wages, in salaries, is then for us more good news, because this then creates more and more dynamics, more demand in the product that we offer to the market.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Thiel, at the moment there are no further questions.
Okay, many thanks all to listening to our call. As always, if there are any questions left, please do not hesitate to contact our IR department or myself directly. That's it from our side. Many thanks again for listening to the call, and talk soon to you.